I wondered, as I read the document, what is the real intention of it? And it seems clear to me that it is to stop emigration to the EU from war-torn and economically fragile African and Middle Eastern countries. They say that certain actions taken outside the Union contribute to the achievement of the fund's objectives under certain circumstances, may bring the Union added value, which means stopping people getting here so they won't have to deal with them. The fund should support the strengthening of partnerships with third countries for the purpose of managing migration. We can take this as meaning third countries like that of Libya, that are totally dysfunctional thanks to military action taken by France and the UK on behalf of oil companies in our name in years gone by. Countries where there is no functioning government, but the EU is happy to ensure that migrants are pushed back there and placed in camps and prisons that allow untold danger for them simply for wanting a better life for them, for themselves and their families. And I think these are very important issues that affect asylum seekers and how the process will be implemented in Ireland as well. And I think that needs to be addressed.